This goes to Jennifer Barnhart, B-A-R-N-H-A-R-T, N, like November, P, like practice. Fax 989-463-2249. Regarding Peggy Barr, B-A-R-R, date of birth 5/29/1934. Dear Jennifer, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Barr with stage 4 chronic kidney disease, hypertension, bilaterally small kidneys, and a history of NSTEMI. It's N like November, S like Sam, T like Tom, E, M like Mary, I, all caps, November of 2022 with stent placement. Bilaterally small kidneys also. She's been feeling well since the stent was placed, but she did have some left-sided back and flank pain March 22nd of this year, and her daughter took her into the Alma emergency room. At that time, they did a CAT scan of abdomen and pelvis without contrast. There was no hydronephrosis, no bladder stones. They found a 3-millimeter calculus in the right kidney that was non-obstructing. Also, a possible non-obstructing stone of the same size in the left kidney. And some diverticulosis was noted. She's feeling better. The pain actually resolved spontaneously. And she was discharged home right after being evaluated in the emergency room. When they did labs on March 22nd, her creatinine was 1.8, and it had been 1.8 in February and in October of 2022, prior to the cardiac cath, it was 1.7. She's having no symptoms of chronic kidney disease. Her urine was clear in the ER, with the exception of 30-plus protein, but no blood, no evidence of a UTI. She is questioning the use of protonics that they gave her when she was in for her cardiac catheterization and stent placement in November. She doesn't have heartburn, to her knowledge, or reflux esophagitis. So she will be talking to you about stopping the protonics, which would certainly be appropriate, as it can cause interstitial nephritis. She could use Pepcid if symptoms would reoccur or if that would be required for heartburn. She currently denies chest pain or palpitations. She has dyspnea on exertion that is stable, no cough or wheezing, no sputum production, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. She has edema in the lower extremities that is stable. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. Medication list is reviewed. And is unchanged from her previous visit. Physical examination, weight 200 pounds. That's about a 2-pound increase over the last 3 months. And her last visit here was February 6th of 2023. Blood pressure, left arm setting, large adult cuff is 120 over 58. Pulse is 62. Neck is supple. There's no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. Heart is regular, very distant sounds. Abdomen obese, non-tender, no CBA tenderness, no ascites. And she does have 1 to 2+ edema of the lower extremities bilaterally. Labs, most recent lab studies were done May 3rd of 2023. Creatinine is stable at 1.8. Albumin 4.3. Calcium is 8.6. Electrolytes are normal. Phosphorus 4.0. Hemoglobin is 11.2 with normal white count and normal platelets. assessment and plan. 1, stage 4 chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels since February of 2023, and actually even October, 1.7, also similar levels. This appears to be her new baseline. 2, hypertension is well controlled. 3, bilaterally small kidneys. And 4, coronary artery disease, currently stable. The patient will continue to have lab studies done monthly. We've asked her to do them monthly. She should follow a low-salt diet and avoid the use of oral, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. She should continue, 2 is hypertension, 3 bilaterally small kidneys. And the patient will be scheduled for a follow-up visit within the next 3 to 4 months with this practice also. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.